So I'm trying to keep my hair as big as possible today. So as the sun comes up, you should see the whole situation I've got going on today. This is the situation. So, actually it was interesting. It was yesterday afternoon. I was at work. I actually put on a YouTube video to listen to in the background while I was working on some documentation stuff. And the content creator was actually Abba and Preach. It was like, you know, it was just something I put on. I should have had a book on tape, but I put a YouTube video on. And one of the topics they were talking about was Mr. Beast, I guess, going in Africa and creating these wells for water or something along those lines. And I want you to hold that thought for a second, okay? Well, they were talking about he went in there, he created these the opportunity for people to have potable water or something along those lines, and people were giving him crap about going in being a white savior, and it was a bunch of people doing this for optics or whatever. And I want you to hold that thought. I've had, I want to say it was two conversations, I'm switching gears for a second, about white people who adopt black kids. Now, this has been over the last few years. And usually, from the people who were talking about it, it was always black people who were against white people adopting black kids. Various reasons, from they're going to abuse them, they don't understand a black experience, they're trying to come in and save our kids, or whatever. My opinion was, I'm here for it. Adopt away. And it has been never more so evident to me, because in the last few years, I've seen several instances with black children with white parents where we are. And granted, that's not to say that kids don't have issues with that, but it beats the alternative. Now, this is the thing. I would say, similarly to how Abba and Preach felt in their video yesterday, I saw, or I listened to most of it, then I kind of like tuned out because, I don't know, I think I must have ADD. I just kind of like tuned out and cut out of the video, but I got the gist of it. I got most of it. I just feel like they're truly, one of the things I think they mentioned was there's no good deed goes unpunished. And I really do believe that. I've had that experience in my life. I hate the fact that we get a bunch of black people who get on their high horse, and because they're still angry, they would rather cut off their nose to spite their face. I don't want you doing this to my people in Africa. I'm like, half of you don't, like, first of all, most of Africa doesn't even care about Africans. Let's be clear. Okay? They don't consider us to be black or not fully black or whatever. They don't want to share their culture. Not all of them, because there's some great people, right? People here, people there. But the point I'm making is they don't care about that kind of stuff. And look, I'm not saying all of Africa is in need of potable water. Let's be clear. But the people who are there, do you think they care what the optics look like? I'm just so sick and tired of people getting on their high horse. I don't care if you're only helping to make yourself look good. At this point, if you're helping people, what is the problem? I'm sick and tired of, I'm just going to say black people in general, getting on their high horse. I don't want these people adopting our kids. I'm like, but did you adopt these children? Are you going to adopt these children? So should they sit in the system? Should they sit in abusive homes? And so they always want to say things like, oh, well, they treat them like slaves and this, that, and the other. I say, well, there is an element of people who adopt children and treat the adopted children poorly. And that'll go across any race. And yes, will there be some confusion with white parents adopting black children? Absolutely, because of the way America is built. right? But does that mean that they shouldn't adopt children and love them and try to offer a better life and try to be parents? So you would rather them sit in a situation languishing away versus thriving in another? And is it imperfect? Yes, but many of these people are loving. I see it in my normal life. I see how, I see what I'm seeing, actually, it tends to be black girls. Now, this is what I have seen. I've seen three girls who are in these situations where it appears as if they are, well, I know one for certain is adopted, but I don't typically see black males. That doesn't mean that's not happening. I'm just saying I haven't seen it. I've seen three black children with white parents or guardians. Maybe the other two weren't adopted, but I know the one is adopted. And it appears, and at least from the one set of parents I know, like, they love her. That's their baby. They adopted two children, actually. They love her. And they pour a lot of energy into her well-being. And then I saw these other girls. And, you know, I just feel like people get on their high horse talking about what white people shouldn't do as a savior complex. And I'm like, and yet these girls, the ones I've seen, they appear to be thriving. Some more than others. I was looking at my daughter last night. She was practicing for one of her sports. And the young lady that came in, you know, she's kind of quiet. But, you know, I think that's her personality. She's really nice. You know, something so simple as I watch how, like, parents with these daughters or whatever, like, you can tell that they're trying. They try to make sure that even down to the hair, right? Because they don't always get it, but they're trying to do the work. And actually, they tend to be some of the most educated ones on black history, believe it or not. They might know the history better than me. You know, they try to make sure, like, well, the one parent knows how to do black hair. And let me just say, for the record, a lot of times people have these notions of what white parents are like. They're like regular people trying to figure it out when they're like, I need to learn how to do her hair. The one parent knows how to wash, condition, braid it up, and everything. And this is a very white woman. Where I'm going with this, I'm not trying to sing the praises of white people, okay? I'm not trying to sing the praises of anybody. What I'm trying to call out is we can be super black to a fault. It's like we don't want to accept help. We want to vilify the people who are saying, hey, you know what? I can help you get water. I can love this child. And hopefully this child will love me back. You know, I look at the opportunities that they give these children. They're like, come live with me. Let me love you. You think you'll love me? Let's do this together. Let's grow together. And no, I don't know what it's like to have this brown skin in America, but like, let's figure it out together. But you don't have to languish in this situation. Let me love you. I just feel like black people get on their high horse and we're so in love with being angry with the white man. And I'm like, we give them so much credit. I'm just kind of like, why can't we just, you know, I'm not saying we should just be happy, but maybe we should be happy. And when I say that, I mean, just be grateful that God has sent a resource to help get out of bad situations. So I kind of felt like if this man went into wherever he went into and helped with these water wells or whatever, giving people the gift of water, one of the most precious resources on earth besides humans and time. Well, time isn't an earthly resource, but you understand what I mean? Like, access to water, like the health benefits, the cleanliness benefits, like there's just so many benefits. And people are like, oh, you're just doing this to be a super, even if he was trying to be a legal white savior, I don't care. I don't care. He gave people water. I think it's just easy to be in love with being angry. And that doesn't mean that you don't go into situations with your eyes wide open. All I kept thinking about was these girls that were adopted. Now, is there a subtext here? Is there something else going on here? Like, where, well, why aren't I seeing the boys? It could just be that I haven't, I don't know. I don't have a clean answer for that. I know the one family that adopted the black girl adopted another child who's not black. Now, when people start saying, how come we're not adopting black boys? That's a different conversation. And that's not to say that black boys aren't being adopted. I don't know what the rate of adoption is. I don't have that answer. I'm sure we could look it up. The point I'm making is, I know when people were saying, like, I don't like seeing white people adopt black children. I'm like, so what's the alternative? Because black people don't want to adopt black kids. I remember, you know, when I was having my children, I was talking to my husband about, should we foster? Should we adopt? And he was like, I've got all I can handle with all these kids. He's like, I don't think we should. And I really, really considered it. But he was like, I don't want to. And I had to respect his wishes too. So with that being said, and he had his reasons, okay? He had a variety of reasons. But my whole big point is, if someone wants to go in and adopt these children, why are black people on their high horse? They're going to do that. I'm like, you don't know what they're going to do. Maybe they're just going to love that child. Maybe that child is going to get exposed to opportunities that they've never had before. Will there probably be some confusion? Yes. Some of the parents are trying to make sure that, you know, these kids understand, you know, what life, you know, what their life is, and understand that they are black kids. And so maybe they don't grow up culturally black, but, or, you know, I think the point I'm making is, I don't know. Maybe I'm not making a really good point. I just felt like, I just want people to shut up. You know, if people want to do something good, let them do it. People are more concerned about, like, oh, you're only doing this because you just want to be seen as a good guy and the apples of that. I'm like, even if it's true, and does that negate the fact that he wanted or she wanted to do something good? Can you guys see how big my hair is? I'm trying to keep it, like, super big today. Like Cowardly Lion big. That's what I'm trying to do. So that's where I'm at with it. I just feel like we need to hush. I'm just tired of us getting on these high horses and complaining about everything. And that's not to say, like I said, I'm not caping for anybody. I'm saying, why can't people say thank you? From a human standpoint, stop worrying about what people are really doing it for. If these people are getting the help they need, I mean, what's the alternative? So I don't want you to look good in the public eye so they get no water, so these children don't get adopted. I don't know. I just kind of feel like people are in love with hating white people. That's just my opinion. I don't anything. I'm just kind of like, you're a person. I'm going to treat you the way you treat me. If you are a ding-a-ling, you get the ding-a-ling status treatment. Like it's just that simple for me. I can't sit here and say that, you know, I love God and I'm a child of God and I don't try. going through it, I guess. So that's where I'm at with it. People have to just get out of their feelings and stop being mad at white people all the time. People do messed up things. Look, a lot of black people do some messed up things. That's just where I'm at with it. They'll go get mad at somebody for trying to give someone water or give a child a home, but still are mad at the whole Bill Cosby thing. They will still cape for people who've done crazy things. All before the sick because he's black. I'm like, get out of here with that. Get out of here with that. All right. Y'all know how it is in the morning. My eyes, you see the bags under my eyes. My nose is nosing. My eyes feel like they want to start watering up. Like, this is horrible. I really should go see an ENT and figure out how I can get this under control. It's only been the last couple of years that I've been a disaster. 2-3 years. All right. Let me know your thoughts on this.